They want to do the hero. They want to pull the kid out of the river, but they don't want to prevent the kid from getting in the river. And I know you did some work with the UN to try to stem the tide, so to speak, in the foster care system. What does that look like, your work with the UN?
It was really more work with other organizations that are doing what Miracle Foundation does. So there's about 156 of us, 156 separate organizations that came together and said that we are all going to do three things. Number one, we're going to prioritize the role of family. Number two, we're going to try to get every kid out of institutions and into families. And number three, we're all going to try to go out of business by 2040. So we want the end of institutions by 2040, and we want working foster kinship care methodologies globally by 2040. And there's 156 organizations that are doing that. Now, that to me is the Achilles heel for nonprofits, is our not working together. Why are we not working together? It's because, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why, is it's very difficult. Programs need to be as local as possible. They need to be as grassroots as humanly possible. So that's, the work needs to come from the ground. Everybody knows that. The work needs to come from the ground. Everybody knows that. And so when these nonprofits start to try to work together, they think a lot of times that the work is that we're doing the same job, that your programs look like my programs. And that is not the case. The programs have to be local. They have to be different. They have to be specialized to what's happening on the ground. But the way that we can work together is through our messaging, through our policy, through our fundraising, through communication, through a shared mission, through shared metrics. That's the future of nonprofits. That is how you put yourself out of business, is you partner with other people that are doing what you're doing and share messaging, policy, money, and resources.